Excellent stuff. The Castaways there with Liar Liar, and before that, Scientist from the album Rids the World of the Evil Vampires. Okay, we've just passed 6 p.m. On a very exciting day, Saturday, March the 26th, 2011, a day of discontent, if you will, in which we've heard a significant number of very truthful live reportage from the front line, if you like, of the anti-cuts march going on in central London. We're trying to keep up with all the tweets coming in as well. There's a cattle at Piccadilly. So avoid that if you can. Apparently you can get out of that by going down German Street. Have we got any more tweets there? Having a meeting in F&M, this is what democracy looks like. No idea what that means. Hopefully somebody out there does. Oh, sorry, Fortnum and Mason. Yeah, of course. Sorry, I've been on for 6 hours. So, and also Chips for the Poor says, tonight we burn the wind out into the sun.
They are coming on our station at 10:30.
Very, very poetic there. Thank you, Tim. And yeah, that was a sort of, I suppose, a fairly weather related tweet there. The sky has darkened or bruised significantly, which leads us into our next track. I'm just trying to balance reportage out with a bit of music, which is, you know, significant to aspects of things that are going on today. The largest protest since 2003, when people took to the streets to protest the invasion of Iraq. And indeed, a lot of groups are widely represented today, from mother and toddler groups, anarchists and off-duty police officers. The police have apparently, in spite of tensions building at the moment, done an excellent job so far, although it seems tensions are building at the moment. Both Richard Thomas and James Finn, who we spoke to earlier, were either in the process of being kettled or chased. So, yeah. Okay, well, yeah, so it's coming up to it's just gone 6:05, sorry. And we will now hear from Elmore James. This is The Sky Is Crying. That was The Ramones with Susie Is a Headbanger. And before that, Elmore James with The Sky Is Crying. You've been listening to a day of broadcasting focused on the march in central London, the anti-cuts march, which has been taking place since 12 o'clock today. The original focus of the march seems to have changed. There's been a demonstration on Oxford Street since 2 p.m. Various buildings have been occupied and daubed. And we've had some excellent on-the-ground reportage from Resonance contributors, Politicos, and a few other people as well. We're just trying to locate a few more people who are in the thick of it at the moment, but unfortunately the phone networks have been pretty terrible all day. If you haven't been listening before now, you're listening to Resonance 104.4 FM, London's arts radio station. It's Saturday, March the 26th, 2011. And yeah, today we're following the anti-cuts march in central London. People are understandably upset about the draconian measures being taken by the government to supposedly stabilise the economy, when multinational corporations are seemingly allowed to rather creatively avoid paying billions of pounds in tax. We've heard from Richard Thomas, who, when I last spoke to him, was in the process of being kettled. Apparently, there's a kettle down at Piccadilly Circus, which you can escape by going down German Street. Apparently, we've had some great feedback today. Chips for the Poor says, rather poetically and cryptically, perhaps, tonight we burn the wind out into the sun. So thank you, Chips for the Poor. Light Chronic has suggested to try Resonance FM's coverage, which is fantastic. And Ian Jamesy James said that my thinking that perhaps tension would be diffused by dubstep is alliterated wishful thinking. Well, perhaps it is. Maybe it didn't diffuse the tension. And also Tara Millen has said thank you to us for our coverage. It has been a fantastic day. You know, we've had some and incredibly clear and truthful reporting from people who are right on the ground at the moment. And we will hopefully be getting through to a few more of those very soon. I'll be with you, I believe, until 7 o'clock when we will end live broadcasting. But we've heard from some great people today. JJ, creative and radical activist from the elegantly named Laboratory of Insurrectory Imagination. They're involved in various pranks, I believe. Danny Pafford from UK Uncut, and also James Tregaskis from UK Uncut. Both of whom have given us excellent coverage, and Graham Thompson from Plain Stupid. We've also heard from Howard Jack, Resonance contributor and helmsman of the Bermuda Triangle test transmissions. So thank you so much to them and everybody else who has contributed today. We're going to have some more music while my trusty engineer and right leg Tim attempts to get through to a few more people. I'm not entirely sure what to play. We've just heard from the Ramones to kind of put us in party mood ahead of this evening's revelries. I believe I will be heading up to central London just to see what's going on. I mean, I'll probably be up there by 7:30, and by the sounds of it, things probably won't have died down considerably. We also heard from Elmore James with The Sky Is Crying. The sky has darkened significantly, but it doesn't seem is weeping yet, and I'm just sort of looking through my selection of music here to try and find something appropriate. Let's see, Lou Reed. Okay, well, we haven't heard anything from Lou Reed yet. It seems like it's been a fairly good day. Some might describe as a perfect day. I'm not sure if that tune's entirely appropriate. So here's one for the anarchists. This is Walk on the Wild Side. That was Lou Reed with Walk on the Wild Side from the Transformer album, and then Lou Reed's band, the Velvet Underground, from the Velvet Underground and Nico with Run, Run, Run. So, two songs with a fairly clear message there. We now have Shay online, who is down at the march. Hi, Shay, can you tell us whereabouts you are and the kind of things you're witnessing at the moment?
It's been a really busy day, and it's been a great day, to be honest, in terms of the turnout. But I personally have been like all over the place, like from Trafalgar Square, Oxford Circus, Piccadilly Circus, Regent Street. This is where exactly the action was, and it's actually kicking off now in Piccadilly Circus apparently, and there's a kettle, and Square, I think there's a student occupation like the SWP wanted, turning Trafalgar Square into Thurie Square or whatever, but it's not as big as they thought it would be, but I don't see the point of it anyway. But I think that what the highlight of the day was that Topshop, some of the big time posh stores on these Oxford Street, Regent Street, Bond Street, they all got pelted with paint bombs, and some of the windows were kicked in. So yeah, and there was, and most importantly, there was a huge black block with red and black flags all marked up. So it was really great.
That's a very vivid picture. There were paint bombs all down Oxford Street, and apparently we spoke to people inside Fortnum and Masons and in BHS as well, and the protests seem to be fairly peaceable, but I understand tensions have escalated significantly, particularly in the last hour. Could you tell us a bit about that?
Don't really know, but we've been receiving information from friends who are out there, and you can still hear police sirens and loads of riot cars going down to Piccadilly Circus. But basically what happened was Oxford Circus, Chris Knight's lot with the Trojan horse and everything, they occupied that place in front of the Topshop, and then it kind of escalated, and then there was a black block which came down, and they kind of occupied Piccadilly Circus, and in the beginning there weren't that many cops, definitely no riot cops, but suddenly, I don't know, after we left it apparently kicked off. I'm not there, I'm at Trafalgar Square now,
So, yeah, how are things in Trafalgar Square? It sounds like there's quite a lot of tension building in Piccadilly. What's the scene like at Trafalgar now?
Yeah, it's relatively quiet. There are still people, though. I mean, I have to say, there are a few, like, 300, 400, maybe even more. About 1,000 people, you can say. Still occupying the bottom of Nelson's Column. And no riot cops in sight, but definitely Metropolitan Police. The many vans and, you know, SWP and all the students want to occupy it, and they're occupying it. But no anarchists, so don't know what's going to happen at this end.
Okay, and it's approaching 6:30 now, you know, it's getting dark. Would you say where you are the kind of energy and enthusiasm is being maintained?
Not really. I mean, there's no chanting, there's no, you know, group march or anything. People are just milling about. Not here, definitely not here, but we expect, you know, action to happen in, you know, again, the marketplace, the city, basically, where all the shops are. So that's what we expect to happen. I mean, it might happen, it might not happen.
Okay, so there are plans to move into the city in the later evening then?
Sorry?
There are plans to move into the city later on in the day, were you saying?
It's not like moving into, it's like different groups are doing different things. So it's not one movement, is it? It's a dispersed movement. So people will be all over the place. I don't know who will be doing what, but something might happen after dark.
Would you say that it's become sort of fairly fragmented?
Not fragmented in a negative way. It's dispersed so that, you know, cops don't really know what to do and whom to follow. The backlog was really quick in the afternoon when they were moving around, and they were moving so fast that we couldn't even catch up with them. So it was you know, it's dispersed, but not fragmented in a negative way.
Oh yeah, no, I didn't mean in a negative way. You know, it just seems like, you know, a lot of different groups have been represented today, and you know, a lot of different things have happened since the feeder marches began.
Yeah, it's very mobile, that's what I can say. Very mobile, and giving the cops the run. So
yeah, okay, no, excellent stuff. And could we get a bit of ambient noise from where you are, just about a minute or so?
Sorry?
Could you just hold your phone up for about 30 seconds so we can hear what's going on in Trafalgar Square?
Yeah, okay, there's not much, but I'll hold it up anyway.
Okay, thank you.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, very, very distantly. But yeah, okay, well, Shay, thank you very much. That's great. Would we be, I mean, we're off air at 7, off live air at 7, but we might call you back before then if that's okay.
Cool.
All right, thanks for your help. Cheers.
Thank you.
Bye. Report from Trafalgar Square there, where things have apparently quieted down a bit, although apparently, well, perhaps more action is being planned for this evening, and various groups giving the police a run for their money there. Perhaps an appropriate tune to go into now would be Parliament's Give Up the Funk, Tear the Roof Off the Sucker from Mothership Connection. This goes out to all those occupying Fortnum and Masons. Just a quick update from Twitter. Penny Red posted 2 minutes ago that the kettle was open on one side. There was a huge rush down to Trafalgar Square, but the kettle has now closed off again. And also Step Inside informs us that the Odeon Theatre, Leicester Square, the roof there has been occupied. Parliament there with Give Up the Funk, Tear the Roof Off the Sucker. We have more updates. Suki Data says that protesters appear to be being kettled as they leave Fortnum and Mason, in spite of what some have been told. Excuse me. So yeah, things are hotting up there, and the roof of the Odeon Theatre in Leicester Square has also been occupied. So yeah, it looks like things will continue for a good while yet. We've tried to bring you songs today which sort of loosely represent what's going on at the moment. The next track, well, is John Lee Hooker with No Shoes, which some of us might unfortunately have no shoes, that is, after the cuts take hold. So yeah, this is John Lee Hooker with a classic blues track. Having just spoken to our correspondent Shay from Trafalgar Square, which was incredibly quiet about 10 minutes ago after the kettle opened up at Piccadilly, Trafalgar Square is apparently getting full. Huge groups of protesters are arriving. So thank you, Sean Gittins, for that. If anyone else could tweet what's going on the ground there, we seem to be having some difficulty because of whatever's going on with the telephone networks getting through to people. So it's a really relevant and desperately needed source of information. The end of the march has just arrived at Hyde Park. For anyone who doubts how big today has been, and also someone's welcoming poet and novelist Nick Lard to Twitter, so okay. That is hot in the day. It's cold. More from Twitter, apparently. I'm not quite sure how it's possible, but Nelson's column has been occupied. So make of that what you will. And apparently Rage Against the Machine is playing out over Trafalgar Square. And Resonance FM contributor Lewis Schaefer wonders why anarchist invaders have wandered into his venue. So, yeah, thanks for those updates and keep them coming. Public Enemy there, in a typical angry mood, understandably perhaps, with Can't Trust It. And we're going back live to Shay in Trafalgar Square, where I understand in the last half an hour or so, the 20 minutes, the situation's changed quite significantly.
Yeah, hello?
Oh, hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, the situation has changed slightly. Now there are about 2 to 3,000 people here. At Trafalgar Square, and they're making some noise. Earlier on, they were burning stuff, and there was this big banner that they held across on the steps of Nelson Column. I couldn't read what it was. Basically, it all started off when we were standing outside the Chandos pub, and there were three vans of police stationed there, and they all got called, and suddenly they all geared up and they started running towards Trafalgar Square, and we just followed them. And I followed them, and I'm here now. So yeah, there are a few red and black flags flying as well. Looks like it's a rowdy crowd, and they're singing and chanting and dancing and making noise. Can you hear that?
Yeah, we can. Well, it sounds fairly jubilant.
Hello?
Yeah, it sounds fairly jubilant, fairly carnival-like. Is that accurate, would you say?
Sorry?
It sounds like a good atmosphere. Is that correct?
Yeah, it seems to be building up. Yes, whether more students, more people will come in and join is open to debate, but right now it's very noisy, yeah.
But you'd say in the last 20 minutes it's gone from about 1,000 to about 3,000?
Yeah, about 1,000 to 2 to 3,000, you can say, yeah, because from my understanding I can't get the total measure of the population here. But there are cops surrounding them. They're not riot cops, they're the ordinary cops,
yeah.
Ordinary Met police, but they're around surrounding the students. They haven't been kettled, but don't know what's going to happen.
And is the mood of the police fairly benign? Is it fairly calm?
Yes, the police on the whole generally have taken an offhand approach today. But maybe because they don't want things escalating. They're playing it smart, and right now they're like, you know, they're calm, and there are no, as far as I can see, there are no riot police yet. So yeah.
Okay, that's excellent. Well, we'll probably come back to you in another 15 minutes, if that's okay, just to see if anything's changed. We're following the action on Twitter as well. Someone's giving regular updates from Trafalgar Square. So should anything change, we'll call you back. Is that okay?
That's all right.
All right, that's brilliant. Thanks, Shay.
Yeah.
Cheers, bye.
Bye.
So, yeah, exciting things happening at Trafalgar Square, where apparently protester numbers have trebled in the last 20 minutes. Many anarchists dressed in black sporting red flags. So today certainly hasn't been short of opportunities for poetic imagery. Do we have anything new coming in from the tweets? Apparently Fortnum & Mason is still occupied. Things are picking up in Trafalgar Square. There are no riot police at Trafalgar Trafalgar Square. Apparently, the mood of the police, you know, is fairly calm. Apparently, they've kind of kept it down to avoid escalating trouble, which sounds like an excellent tactic. Okay, back to our themed music. Perhaps what protesters are hoping to get today is some form of payback. So here is James Brown with The Payback. And to give a bit of more balanced reporting, an update from the Met Police, Fortnum and Mason remains a crime scene. Those not involved in the violence have now left the scene, so thank you for that. 47 seconds, but 1 minute ago, Gold Occupation tweeted that there was a bit of a blunder on Regent Street where two riot vans apparently crashed into each other. James Brown and his JBs there with the big payback, which is fairly self-explanatory. Updates from Twitter. Paul Lewis informed us 2 minutes ago that fire on German Street is getting out of hand. Penny Red barricades and a building burning on German Street. Police are apparently shooing journalists away. A direct reaction have also reported on the burning barricade. And I understand we've got, was it 6 new tweets there? Could you just bring those up? Yeah. This is our main source of information at the moment. Apparently that's German Street that's burning. Members of UK Uncut are being arrested for aggravated trespass, says Steve McLean. Presumably that's at Fortnum and Mason, and large parts of the West End still have protest groups, sound systems and riot cops heading to Trafalgar Square to add to the rapidly swelling numbers there. It's been an exciting day, and we've been very lucky to have had a constant stream of fairly accurate information via Twitter and also from our excellent correspondents on the ground. We heard from Shay a couple of times in the last 40 minutes, who's in Trafalgar Square at the moment. She said that apparently, you know, the anarchists are dancing, having a good time. The police are in a fairly calm mood and seem to have dealt with today fairly well. So it looks like it's gone well from all sides. I'm hoping to get Richard Thomas back on at some point in the not-too-distant future. We're going to be with you now live until 8. That's confirmed, and perhaps slightly beyond that. So the next song really has no relevance to what's going on at the moment, but it's a great tune. This is Dr. Alimentado, again produced by Mr. Do No Wrong, Lee Perry, with the best-dressed chicken in town. This information has just come through on Twitter. This is from Suki Data. Of course, you know, this is material that's come from Twitter, so don't take it as read, but it says reports or heard that police have asked press to leave the area outside Fortnum and Mason. Apparently there are allegations of police brutality as well. I can't say whether or not that's true. And a fire on German Street, which several people are reporting on at the moment. That was Dr. Alimentado with the best dressed chicken in town. We're just approaching 7 o'clock. We've been given the all clear by Richard to go on live for another hour, as many interesting things, seem to be developing in central London. And the march, or whatever you want to call it now, shows no sign of losing momentum. In fact, it seems to be gathering momentum. Apparently, German Street has been cleared. The firefighters have put out the blaze. Somebody else on Twitter says, this sounds a very loose account, but nonetheless, I'm sure there's a grain of truth in it. Police are arresting everyone at Fortnum and Mason occupation, apparently. He opines this is a total misuse of police resources. Anyone that can give us more updates on Twitter would be fantastic, as we are reliant on those and also people who we're speaking to live on the ground. We've also been bringing you a selection of music, which sort of loosely symbolises what's going on today. That thread has been lost over the last couple of tracks. And indeed, I don't believe the next one really has much relevance. I suppose this could, you know, be directed at the police or the protesters. This is Isaac Hayes with Walk On By. But I mean, you know, if anyone would like to call in with any updates, that'd be great. And over the next hour, we will be bringing you periodic live updates from people in the thick of it. So yeah, here's Isaac Hayes with Walk On By.